tour in those early days, and what was your friendship group like?
On tour, in the earlier tours, I remember Winston Valentine being very Winston and Valentine Reynolds. This is very, very young. Obviously, Ilo, my brother, Morgan, my sister. Had Lynn, Barbara Lindsay, Jules, I remember there, Leah, Leah Carroll, that's Lynn's daughter, and obviously Ali, Tom, Tim Rack, loads of people.
And so, name some of the shows that you can remember being around. You've already mentioned Dodo Island.
Now Here, I remember that in a warehouse. I remember Prophecy, I remember Treasure Island, All the Immortals, most of, A Taboo at some point. I remember being part of Park Life, and I don't know, I think that's it really.
Yeah.
All kind of merged into one after a certain point.
So you toured with me for a good chunk of time, and then with your dad, Chris Hills. Can you remember how things changed? You know, things were quite small to begin with and quite big in the end. Did you go to Canada?
I remember suddenly there just having this... I remember having this one blue tent, and then I remember suddenly there being this big silver tent in 2000 when we all did a community show. I remember it going up, I think it was about the second time, just outside of Bath where we live. And the army was cool because they thought it was a UFO, and that was pretty cool. But I remember everyone rubbing the tent with white spirit to try and get off for some kind of liquor or lacquer and get through loads of pairs of red chemical gloves because they needed to rub the entire outside of the tent with it. I can't remember what it was.
Where was that?
As you go towards the motorway.
All right, Cold Ashton.
Cold Ashton. Is it Cold Ashton near up before Marshall?
Nobody else has remembered that. What? So, have you got a favourite show?
The ones I don't see because they're all shit. I'm joking. Do I have a favourite show? I think it was one of the taboos, I think. When Nina? No, doing the trapeze. I can't remember.
Vanina
doing the trapeze. I think that was one of my favourites.
Yeah. And you were touring at a very early age. So, did you learn any circus skills at the time? What did you spend your time doing?
Unicycling, swinging on ropes when we weren't allowed to. Remember the tent used to be locked up, and all me, Winston, and Leah used to creep into the tent, untie an aerial rope, and swing around on it. And get told off quite a lot. Walking on stilts. I remember walking on stilts when I was about 3 or 2 or something, ridiculous. And just general circus skills.
And you had a special friendship with two people, if I can remember rightly, really, on tour. One of them was Dan Burston.
It was Jesus and the Lord Christ himself.
Why is that?
I'm now found in religion.
Why?
Dan Burston was a big influence on me when I was young. I remember meeting him for the first time at a juggling convention where No Fit was playing and following him around every single day. I can imagine how annoying that was now. But to me, he was like the ultimate cool dude with lots of hats.
And so you learnt lots of... Can you remember being at the European juggling convention when you really got into hats as well?
I remember getting saddle sore at a European juggling convention from riding my unicycle too much. And you lovingly applying Vaseline to my crotch. True story.
I was talking about you learning hats and getting the hat for Christmas. Do you not remember that?
I remember waking up in the middle of the night and seeing the hat on the end of my bed and not being able to open it until I properly woke up in the middle of the morning. I also remember...
Can you not remember going past the store that sold that hat every day and trying it on, and then one day we went past and it wasn't there and you were mortified, and I had to keep it secret for you for the next 3 months? Yes.
Yeah, I do remember that, actually. Thank you.
Until
I also remember Rumble's first 24-hour show that you did there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And then...
And you selling hashtag.
And then another big influence when you were a kid, I think, was Gareth...
Gareth Bailey. Yes.
Tell me about that relationship with Gareth Bailey.
You get a few people on the circus, you have kids who are around you all the time. He was one of the people who used to indulge us with his time. And, you know, we used to go and sit in his caravan, we used to play Xbox, and he used to lend his videos. And he taught us loads of rope skills, and where I really got into performing rope, which I later gave up because it hurt too much.
But you could almost do the whole of Gareth's routine by the end, couldn't you? That immortal tour.
Probably a very crude version of it with no big tricks.
Yeah. So what do you think was the best bit about growing up in a circus environment?
I don't know, really. It makes you a rounded person, I suppose. It makes you have a bit of a level head on you. I don't know. This is so normal, we can't really distinguish it from anything else. It's the only thing I know.
Yeah.
Very loud music.
Yeah. I think we might have to cut there, but I think that's really good. Thanks.